This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But it's something that we come across quite often.
I think everyone comes across it in a variety of
yeah,
ways.
And, yeah.
And look, there are days where it happens more frequently than others. And I think even all of us have probably been guilty of it at
That's
one
right.
point or another.
That's right. I mean, you know, it comes up, you know. I mean, it comes up in a number of places, but you know, the main place is the bad driver. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's a hard thing to say.
I know. It is. And I mean, you know, you were telling me about a theory that you had about the bad driver.
I'd like to call it a theory because at this stage, there's no way to prove it.
There is no way to poll it as yet.
And every adult that I've asked about it hasn't decided to give me funding to investigate.
To investigate and research and do the proper research needed.
And it needs a proper investigation.
It does. You know? We do need a definitive answer. We need to create, a theorem.
Is the confirmed theory?
Correct. That's right. Hopefully, we could in fact turn it into a theorem tonight.
Well, we might need the support of our LOPers.
That's right. The Laugh Out Prouders. You know who you are. We appreciate it.
The theory that I'm getting at is that you know you'll be driving and you'll see a poor driver, a bad driver. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe do the wrong thing.
That's right.
Maybe drive a little bit slowly.
Uh-huh.
Maybe too quick.
Too quick, maybe not indicate.
Maybe, hey, there's a lot of things that make you a poor driver.
Maybe miss the light.
You know, maybe go up the back of your car.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. That's not the last thing we want to happen.
But my theory
that I'm getting at is that it's not that the person who, you know, made the mistake is a bad driver overall. Doesn't make them a bad driver overall.
What I think
is that they've just had a very big instance of just being, you know, that instance, that in that exact moment of making the wrong decision.
Right, in that encapsulated moment.
Yeah, you know, just a bad driver moment.
Okay, so you're saying it's not all, they're not bad all the time.
No,
they're just bad for that one little decision.
Yes.
For that day, almost.
It's me giving them the benefit of the doubt, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's a big...
Do people have... Is it like a quota everyone has? It's like almost a quota that everyone has that they have to have that moment. Because, I mean, you know, to be honest, you know, you do have those little moments of like, oh, that was accidental.
Yep.
Now they can't get through the arrow.
I
apologize.
Or, you know, it'll take you maybe two or three goes to back out of that car spot. You know, hey.
Yeah.
And then, hey, that doesn't make you bad at parking. It just made you bad at reversing out of that one car spot.
But I mean, I would argue that that's what a bad parker would say.
I disagree because if it was to happen all the time, if you had to take four or five goes to do any sort of park,
I would say
maybe you should take a driving course.
Yeah, well, I would argue that's like 90% of the times you swing into a parking spot.
90. I don't know if your research is correct on that one.
We have got full funding over here at the G Foundation of researching Z's driving.
Where did you get the grant for that?
Duncan has been seeking grants behind your back.
And I asked him for a fiver the other day.
Yeah.
And he didn't have it.
No? Really?
Didn't have it.
He was nice enough to shout me that fiver. And he said, I didn't give this to Z because I prefer you. Now, this is really... I'm sorry, Duncan. I really didn't want to say this.
Calling you out, but...
This is... Well, it's the best place to do it, because where else are we going to do it? In the production meeting? No. No, that's not going to happen.
No, when Duncan decides to arrive to those meetings.
Yeah, exactly. And where's the electricity? In the production meeting, there's no electricity. Right here, right now.
Magic.
Friday morning live. Hashtag Friday morning live.
Hashtag Friday morning live.
Laugh at proud with ZNG on Joy 94.9. It's the best way.
We need to think of a nice acronym that fits all of those things in.
I know. It's like it's a lot of different letters. It's fantastic.
Hey. Letters make up our language.
Yeah.
breaking down constraints here.
But I do I mean, I don't know if I necessarily agree with your theory. I'm not sure.
See, I feel like it's a theory you can apply. You know, it's a good theory to have because you're allowed to use it when it applies to you. If you make a bad driver decision, you know, you accidentally get tooted or something like that. Sometimes you indicate, you know, you merge too quickly.
That's right.
I mean, I don't. Of course I don't.
No.
But, you know, sometimes it might happen.
That's right.
And, you know, it's a moment. It's an instance where you're hoping the person in the car behind you isn't thinking that you're a bad driver all the time. But you don't want them to think that.
No, that's right. And I mean, that's probably what you do think. But, you know, I guess that's the write-off you make. You know, those quick decisions, you know, you got to be quick about it. But okay, what if, I mean, you know, you bring up the horn and I mean, look, it's really only a negative connotation that the horn has. It's like
the horn, you're saying?
Yeah, the horn in the car, it really only has one use, you know, to tell you off. A loud noise for telling you off.
Some attention. Here, you need to pay attention.
To this.
Watch where I am.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I mean, like, what if there was like almost a positive horn to be like, hey, good job, thank you for letting me in. Because I've noticed that people aren't doing the thank you wave. All right, people aren't doing the thank you wave as much as they have been or used to.
Are you saying other drivers when you let them go through?
That's right.
When you give way.
When I give way to them, you know, in a situation where it's like a standoff or, you know, it's like a situation where anyone could give way to anyone and I'm like, no, go. You know, you make the hand motions, you know, off you go, you know.
Yeah.
But when on passing, it's very rare now that you get the full hand up. I mean, you'll get the occasional, you know, I'll give you a finger up from that. Not the rude one, because that'd be a whole different story. But, you know, they...
taking a defensive driving course after that.
They give you the one, you know, they give you the index finger as a thank you. And it's just like, okay, that's where we're at now. That's where we're at. So that's why we need a positive horn to be like, yep, that, you know, it's a green button. Mm. It's a green button on the side that goes, yep.
Good job. Yep.
In a horn noise. Ho ho.
Oh, that's that sounded like a positive horn,
right?
Instead of the aggressive tone
that wasn't
sounded like a dolphin.
that's what I have installed in my car. Yeah. I just have that. It's one where you can like specifically just yell into the microphone in the horn and then just replays it.
That sounds super expensive.
It was quite expensive, but that's why I got that so then I could install a positive horn.
And how is that going for you?
Positivity is great. It's fantastic. It's everyone's feeling the love.
The power of positivity.
Everyone's feeling the love, and everyone knows when they do a good job. Because people want to know, people want to tell you when you do a bad job with that horn.
It's easier to tell someone when they've done a bad job.
That's right. That's right. So I like to even overshare the love and just you know, ho, 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 ho. No, that could be
they
almost...
They think you're a clown card.
Yeah, that could be almost copywritten for, what's that bird? Let's not talk about it. And we can't...
If we don't mention it, ignorance is bliss. So,
that's right.
Because one thing, I like the idea of a positive horn, because until they make the wave part of the driving test, it's not going to be instilled in society.
That's right, yeah,
you know?
That's right.
They've
that's
made
right.
seatbelts part of the test. A thank you wave should be on there as well. I'm sorry.
Actually, that should be part of, that's part of the safety. That's part of the, you know, that's what you learn. Well, it is what you learn when you get your L's. You know, you get
to wave.
Yeah, to say thank you. Was that not part of your, you know?
I mean, not part of the testing. I mean, part of the courtesy drive. Yeah. But yeah, you know, when you're at Vic Roads,
so you didn't lose points for not saying thank you.
No. Like, you know how at Vic Roads, when you're going for your L's or your probationary license, you watch a video and it's like, all right, click when you should start braking it's safe to turn
or go. Yeah.
You need one where it's like, click when it's appropriate to wave.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's
I think right. that would be...
Click when it's appropriate to say thank you.
Like, what a society that would be.
It would really instill the courtesy factor of the situation.
The power of positivity.
Right?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.